The first reading today from Job is a bit sad, sounds even a bit hopeless. But to understand this reading, this parable in the Old Testament, it would be helpful to know what happened to him, and maybe some of you have his story a little bit in the background anyway. But Job is a righteous man and depicted as such. He follows the law, he follows the covenant. But everything then is taken away from him. Family, possessions, absolutely everything. Three friends come to visit Job eventually and try to convince him to admit that he did something wrong or that he sinned or transgressed. Because in those days, the link between what bad things were happening to you and sin and transgression was very close. So throughout all of this, his friends have a conversation with him trying to get him to admit this. Well, Job is convinced of his innocence and responds to them in that way, saying, I have done nothing wrong. I have followed the law. I follow the covenant. I follow the precepts. I'm not for sure why these things are happening to me. Until God visits him and gives him an answer. It's not necessarily the answer that Job was expecting, but an answer that said, God's plan is greater than anything we could fathom. Job finally surrenders to that fact in understanding that God's plan is something far beyond anything we could possibly fathom. Have you ever hit rock bottom, but still had something inside you that said there is a way out, something better? That's the virtue of hope. And that's not mindless, wishful thinking, but true, undaunted hope that has as its foundation a glimmer of trust in God's purpose. And some people, maybe we can think of them, are just amazing. They can have things fall apart all around them like Job. Maybe even succumb to complaining, but they persevere. They remain assured of God's presence amidst the chaos, and sometimes they even wind up better than before. Now, not every situation ends up like that, but maybe we can think of someone who's willing to cling to hope, knowing that God is in charge, and that keeps them going. Job sustains by keeping the lines of communication open with God, even though all seems to be collapsing around him. And that's a lesson for us that we can take. Steadfastness in prayer, even if you get a little irritated, is what God asks of us. To put our trust in God, even when it is tempting to get caught up in the trap that says, God is only with us when things seem to be going our way. And Paul was kind of like that as well. In the second reading today, he says no matter what happens, whether it be weakness, persecution, or otherwise, the good news must be preached. And he offers that good news free of charge. Why? Because it does not originate with him. The good news is from God, who allows Paul to be a steward of grace. It was freely given to him, so it should be freely given to others. Is that not our call as well? In the gospel, Jesus brings together the themes of these two readings. He comes to restore hope. When Peter's mother-in-law was sick, he provided life. Christ came to restore the brokenness and sickness of the world. Peter turns to the divine physician because he has a glimmer of hope that Jesus could do something. And then Jesus finds solitude and turns to prayer as Job did. And it's no accident that the gospel writer makes note of this. Jesus sets the example that prayer, openness, honesty with God, pouring out our hearts in prayer to Him will be the way for us to understand that God is truly present with us in our suffering. And yet, Jesus doesn't stop there. He continues the ministry with a sense of urgency and purpose, not asking for anything. He freely provides the good news of God's love, healing the sick, casting out demons, because this is what he has come to do. Demonstrating that God has charge of the things of nature, even if all appearances say otherwise. And this hope doesn't stop, and it is desperately needed, because any one of us can get caught in despair and hopelessness when things seem to be in disarray. Our cry as humans is to recognize our need for Jesus to heal us, just as Job realized he had nowhere else to turn. So let us humble ourselves before our healing God, filled with hope and strengthened with a purpose to proclaim the good news freely with our lives.